So I definitely went back and forth with myself if I should have recorded or talked about this sexcapade or not. So, but I think I should. I think it may be the cure. Because right now I am suffering from a very, 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 very low libido. And libido is your sex drive. I've never felt this way, like, ever. I cannot recall ever feeling this way. Even when I didn't know about how amazing sex was, I still craved it. Even on some of my, like, in some of my lowest points in life, because stress can do a number on how you feel, I still always desired it in some sort of way, but lately it's just been like a real afterthought. Even when it came to masturbating, I'm like, I don't really feel like doing it. Like, it's not something I really want to do. And just me and no orgasm, just doesn't sit well in my spirit. So I think the cure is to talk about it. Everybody know I'm a talker, so I've wrote about it. I've talked a little bit about it, but I think it's just time to face the facts and just, you know, share my story. So I want to say my last sexual encounter is what, like, just murdered my sexual self-esteem. Now, granted, I haven't been having sex as often as I used to. It's really been, like, spaced out. I think last time I talked about sex was when I had sex with the masseuse. So I'm going to say a couple months after the masseuse, I decided to have sex with someone I actually love, like, deeply love. And I don't even think I want to give him a nickname. But, yeah, really love him. And we had never had sex before. I've given him head twice before. And the first time I gave him head, well, before I even gave him head, we had a discussion about sex, and he was saying how he never came from head. Now, this is years ago we had this conversation, so prior to, I'm thinking it's a myth, because I never had this issue before. But, I don't know, last year must have been my year of running into niggas who don't come from head, because first him, and then someone after him, but let's just get back to him. So, I think I was at work in the summertime, and I was in a meeting virtually, so I was, like, giving him head throughout the meeting. I really wasn't putting my all into it, so, but I thought I did a pretty good job, like, you know? And I just felt this to be the weirdest thing, but he, like, wanted to finish himself, so he did. He just wanted me to, like, I was on my knees, and he just wanted me to look at him, and he admires how I look in my face, and he just wanted to, like, jerk off to finish himself looking at me. I mean, that was the first time anything like that ever happened to me, so I was just like, this is a little weird. Then fast forward to another time we are together, intimate. But we hadn't had sex because for some reason Aunt Flo was out to visit, or baby girl enemigo, as I usually call her. So the second time, same situation, can't really do anything but give him head. So I'm giving him head. Now, it's something that I love to do. And I don't think he takes that into consideration or took into consideration. I think he thought I was going for the goal of making him come. Yes, I would love to have done that. But after the first weird encounter, it wasn't really big on my agenda anymore, especially because I think I had encountered someone else who didn't. So I just came to peace with self, and I'm like, at the end of the day, I guess it's just, you know, can't win them all. but I'm still going to do my thing. Like, I like to do it. So I was doing my thing, and I was like, in the middle of doing, like, I didn't stop. We're watching TV, Netflix, and sucking dick, and just, we're watching Netflix, and I'm sucking dick, like, why the show, whatever, movie, whatever was on. So he has, like, said something like, oh, you're really going to try, are you really trying, or something to that effect, which ruined my whole mood. And it made me just like, never mind. Like, I mean, I just like doing it, but, and that's why I was doing it, but never mind. So then fast forward to a time where we're finally intimate and can go the full shebang. And I want to say this just took so much from me because I'm not used to this. On top of that, I'm not giving myself any excuses. Child. I recently turned 30, and my grandma always said, one day you're going to wake up and stuff is just going, or shit, as she would say, is just going to start working. And you're going to be like, how the fuck or why the fuck? That started happening to me once I hit 30. And I've never been so out of shape in my entire life. I'm biggest I've ever been, killing my self-esteem. Well, not really that. More so, just not being in shape. Like, I've always been a big girl, and I pride myself on being a big girl, but I've never been badly out of shape, big girl. Like, just badly out of shape. So, let me talk about how bad. I think we started off by showering. We took a shower together. Well, I smoked first. Because I love to smoke, and smoking relaxes me. And I knew I needed to be relaxed to even, like, sleep with him, because I just knew going in the head situation. And I had spoke to him before, like, I feel like maybe if you relax or you meditate, like, the whole him not coming from head is something that's personal, and it has nothing to do with me. And I didn't want to, like, fight that battle if I didn't have to. I mean, I suggested things like meditation, and he said he has done it before, but whatever. You know, like, that is something that's personal and it has nothing to do with me. So we showered, and once I got out the shower, I got a shower last, I go and straight for the kill, out of shape, boom, right on top. I don't even think I was up there 5 seconds. He claims my knees started cracking. I didn't hear of them. I was ready. I mean, definitely when I got up there, I was like, okay, this is going to be, you know, a little workout. But I'm like, I work out, so, you know, I hadn't in a long time, but I'm like, I'm used to, you know, no trials and tribulation of working out. And, like, he made me laugh so hard that I fell off. And then I'm just laughing. Like, I can't really remember what happened after that, because that was cutthroat. So no riding, because he said that my knees are cracking and he's making jokes about them. So that, moving on, I don't know. I did give him head throughout our situation, but it just, I'm trying to pull together the pieces because, yes. Just talking about, I think, isn't making me feel any better. But I think we went to do vaginal sex. Now, I'm assuming if the mouth isn't going to do the job, I at least definitely can depend on my girl. Like, sis, you, like, I'm not saying I have the best poom poom in the world, but she got some good stuff going on down there. So at least I assumed, at least from, you know, the feedback I've gotten, I assumed that she would do something. And then pretty much, basically, she didn't. I don't even feel like he was in her long. Like, it had to be at least, I don't know. It just wasn't long. He wasn't in there alone, so, which in my thought, in my mind, felt like he wasn't really feeling it, like, which is great. crazy because I've never had that before. Like, when people come up in my pussy, I'm just going to say it. They usually like to stay in there, like, be in there for a minute. Like, especially when they're a missionary, like, get a little huggy-wuggy. Especially since I say I love this person. We have a strong chemistry before that we even got to the bedroom. But it was, like, no intimacy. It just was, like, he didn't want to be there. So I was like, I don't know what's going on with her. Does she not smell good? Does she not feel good? I don't know. I'm not sure. But then I think I went back to give him head, and then we went to try anal. Now, I've done anal on a few occasions. Okay, more than a few. I've definitely done anal before, but I never had slept with anyone, and they went straight for my ass so quickly. Like, and anal is even offered to everyone. It's definitely offered to him because, like I said, we have that relationship. We've talked about different things long before we even had sex. So him wanting, like, him doing anal wasn't an issue. It's just I never had anyone move to my ass so quick. Like, you didn't even get to experience him, the full-blown cooch. Like, damn, is she that bad? You got to jump straight to the back? Like, I mean, usually at the couple occasions, a nigga go for anus. Like, not on the first fuck. Well, I had one nigga on the first fuck because he had a really little dick. But he's an exception to the rule because he has a small penis. I've never had anyone go straight on the first fuck, go straight to anal. Like, it's usually something that happens gradually. Like, so, yeah. So we did do anal, which I felt like he made it, stayed in there the longest out of, yeah, I'm not going to say I gave him head a lot, but he stayed in there longer than he stayed in my pussy, and he gave me a lot of more feedback than he did with my pussy, and that's probably what killed my libido right there. Like, I mean, I tell him, 30, is she, I need to do some Kegels, like, I didn't even get a chance to do any Kegels on the dick. Like, is she, like, done? Is she worn out, stretched out? Is something wrong with her? Because I've never, like I said, on the first fuck had anybody go straight to my ass. But we did anal, and I still didn't get a result of cum. Like, the end game is to make the person cum. Now, thinking back on it, and when I've reflected on it, I didn't come at all either that day. But it's usually harder for a woman to come than it is for a man. I never really had an issue making a man come. Like, okay, you're not coming from here, which is usually, like, something that I do. So, okay, man, I got a few people who just, you know, there are a few ones out there, a couple exceptions for the rule. But my pussy, you're not coming from my pussy. But then I gave him my ass. Like, at this point, nigga, do you want my ear or my nose? Because I done offered you every hole that I have. Now, this isn't a long period of time that this is happening because I'm really out of shape. But at the end of the day, it just, and I went back to giving him head. And eventually, as he did in the two previous acts we had before, I just kept my face down there so he can look at me, and he came, like, on my face, and I stayed down there. Like, he had to make himself come. And I might have been with just kill my libido. Like, I, you know, settled with myself about the whole him not coming from head, but I offered you every hole that I have. And nothing? I got nothing? So that made me go back in the lab, like, sis, what the fuck happened to you? Like, he killed my pride in the first couple of rounds, the first round with the head. I got over that, but then I offered you my pussy and my anus, and neither one of them you came from? I'm just like, I haven't had sex since. I'm like, am I even worthy of having sex? Like, child, tearing up talking about, like, am I worthy? Like, and people be like, you talk a good game on social media, which I don't. I talk about my sexual experiences. Like, that's literally all I am talking about. And I love to give oral, so I talk about it because I love to do it. Clearly, maybe I don't even need a page. Maybe I don't. I don't think I'm even worthy anymore. And it's just like, ever since then, I haven't had sex. And I was telling someone the other day that, like, you know, my self-esteem, I think, just has been shot really bad. Because that has never happened to me. Ever. And the fact that me and this person had an extreme, like, connection prior to sex, I definitely didn't think it would be this hard to make this man come. Like, and then when we were done, he said something to me, and I blew my mind. He was, like, I guess getting dressed or something, I don't know. I wanted to get back in the shower, and he gave me a nice massage, which is awesome. And it was legit a real massage. Like, he didn't try anything sexual. And he was like, that's why I wanted to give you a massage first, because my massages wouldn't have been sexual. Oh, and I actually tried to get him a massage first before I rode him, and he didn't like my massage. So I'm just like, I lost my game and everything. Like, I've done a massage a nigga from head to ankle because I don't really mess with men feet. And I'm like, clearly I have lost it in all realms. Like, I lost the touch. Whatever it is, it must be gone. Or it, because it ain't touching him. He ain't liking nothing that I'm bringing. But so I think he was like, maybe he got back in the shower. I don't know. It was like the end or whatever. And of the sex. And he was like, see, we could have been, what did he say? Something along the lines of, see, we could have been going to sex parties together and stuff like that. I'm like, and we still can. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, for a lot of other reasons, I can't see me going to a sex party with him. However, I was telling my sister, I would love to actually go with him. Now, prior, before, I wouldn't have, but now I do. I really need to see him in action and see another woman please him, because I can't get it. Even me watching him, and I've watched him multiple times, masturbate, even me trying to imitate the actual movement and motion that he's doing, it's not working. Like, he said that, like, this time, he didn't say it's not working, but he said, you try to jerk me off like I jerk myself. Yeah, because this, I'm trying to get something here. Like, I'm trying to get a result that doesn't end in you finishing yourself. And, but I was telling my sister, like, I would love, absolutely love to go to a sex party with him, because I need to see him in action. I need to see him in action with someone else, someone who's more fit. And I just need to see what it is that gets him off, because I clearly don't possess any of it. And the crazy thing is, he's highly attracted to me, and that's what, where I get most of my compliments from him on. And it's just like, that alone usually has a man up and going. Like, it's just given, I don't know what to do. Or I'm not meant for you. But I'm never opposed to us going to sex parties, because I still, to this day, I need to see him in action. I need to meet or watch him fuck someone else. Like, I'm poly, so, you know, I don't care about that stuff. And I do know women that, you know, he's messed with and been intimate with. I can't, unfortunately, talk to them now. But if I could, without offending anyone, I would love to ask them, what do they do? Like, what's the trick? What's the technique? Because what button am I not pushing in? Why I'm not tuned in? And I'm like, I don't know. It just, for us, it just seems like there's always a disconnect. But more onto a better note, we did cuddle to White Noise, and he rocked me to sleep, which felt amazing after the massage. But like I said, my everything was just killed. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I really don't know what it is or what he needs. And yeah, that really just shot my self-esteem. And my libido has been so low ever since. It's just like, at this point, should I be having sex? And what's crazy is I'm very adventurous. And I am, like, on days or moments when I have that, like, I'm just not really in the mood for sex. It's usually, like, a little mood that passes very easily if someone offers me an adventurous sexcapade. If you give me the option to do something, for example, like a sex party or fucking a masseuse or anything that's, I don't know, sex outside, sex in the rain, anything that's just like not typically something I do regularly, it'll usually be like, oh, I'll jump to that. And lately, men are always throwing penis at me, of course, because they think, you know, I'm the greatest at giving head. I just talk about love doing it. But anywho, moving on. I've had at least two strippers with very, very nice packages, might I add, ask me to participate in, you know, sex. And when I first even seen them or, like, you know, made little passes, that's when the thought was like, well, it wasn't on my to-do list or my bucket list because I never thought about fucking a stripper because I always thought they were gay. But these two, I would. Like, I would fuck both of them at the same time if I could. So, because, listen, the three-way is still on my list, on my bucket list. But, yeah, I didn't bite it. And then this guy who does BDSM, like, that does a lot of sensual play, has offered, and of course, all some of my old partners that I've had really, you know, good sex with have, you know, been trying me, and no one is getting me going. I even came so close as to setting up an appointment that I never even fell through to. So it's just like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with you, girl? I feel like a man who can't get it up. Like, that's how I feel right now. Like, I'm looking at her like, what's, nothing's triggering you? Like, nothing's exciting you. Like, come on. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. That really put me in a crazy mind space. And I think it's more so not because I wasn't able to please someone, but it was just what the person means to me and the fact that it was beyond sex that made me, I don't know, really, like, take a look at myself and just, I don't know, take a real hard shot at my self-esteem. And along with my self-esteem, my libido was like, ooh, it just dropped. And I'm just like, what is it going to take to get me going? Again, like, so here I am talking about it. Maybe that's a step. Because I need to know what's wrong with me right now. Because this is not normal for me. And I'm far from a nympho, but I do enjoy sex. I do like sex. I do get a thrill from certain types of sex with certain people. Like I said, the stripper offer, oh my gosh. I would have been fucked up by now. But it's just like, and I remember talking to one of them and when we were setting up the appointment, first off, I told him my fantasy of having, you know, two men. And I'm like, but I'm so out of shape, I don't think. So he's like, well, let's just start with us two. But I even went so far as to tell him that I'm out of shape. I'm like, and no matter how out of shape I may be, well, this is probably the worst. But I'm talking about, even if I haven't really worked out or something, like, I usually stretch regularly. But even if I haven't done that, like, it's something about sex that it could get you, bam, right back in the swing of things. Like, I don't know. It's really like, I'm hoping one day, like, I'm about to just try, like, you know, make myself do something that I typically would enjoy, like maybe go back to an old partner who I know I have a really good time with and that worships me. Like, I feel like that's what I may need right now because I have this one partner in a DMV area, and he's like, he damn near like worships me during sex. Like, the affirmations are so real, and he does just everything to my body, every part of my body. So I just feel like maybe I need his type of love. And it's crazy because on my phone, I have him as the sex doctor for other reasons, but he definitely tends to heal me when I need healing. And there has been other things I needed healing from that he has healed me. But now I think it's my self-esteem that needs a healing. And he's probably the best person to go to because of how much he, like, damn near, like, worships me and, like, caters and praises me. And I think that might help. Yeah, talking about, I think that might help. He may be it. The only thing about that nigga is his sex is so long. I would definitely have to prepare for this. I mean, well, I told myself I would lock my hair at 30. So, and I want to go to the DMV area because that's the best area to get your hair done. So, I'm thinking I might just have to go down there anyway, get my hair locked, and get some loving and get some healing from that man. Because he's a healer. Like, I just make sure I get a lot of fucking rest. A lot of stretching. Because he will have a bitch going for hours. I'm talking about three at the minimum. And the pain afterwards. But I think I need him right now. I really do. And I think that's what I'm going to have to do. I need a healing. My coochie needs a healing. And I think I'm going to have to visit the sex doctor. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode. Oh, wow. This was an episode. This is The Oracle. I appreciate you guys for listening to me. Yes, as you know, I don't re-record episodes. I never will because it's just a flow thing. But I thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Hopefully, by next episode, I will be back. And I'll have some to share about the sex doctor. Because he's going to help me.